This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A second teenager has pleaded guilty to killing a woman by throwing a rock through her windshield. Nicholas Carroll Chick pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, a crime of violence, and criminal attempt to commit murder in the first degree. The 19-year-old would serve a minimum of 35 years in prison. Two of the three suspects have pleaded guilty. Alexa Bartel was killed last year. Colorado Springs City Council voted in favor of a $2.1 million settlement in a civil rights lawsuit against the police department. Dalvin Gadsden is a Black Navy veteran. He filed the suit following a traffic stop in 2022, where he alleged three officers with CSPD beat him without warning. CSPD says Gadsden resisted arrest and was reaching for a knife in the center console. Councilman Dave Donaldson was the sole no vote. He said the decision with such a high dollar amount should fall to the court system.
I also believe this encourages more and more lawsuits against the city.
The CSPD conducted two internal investigations on the incident and cleared the officers of wrongdoing both times. Two of the three officers named in Gadsden's lawsuits were reprimanded for their behavior. Pueblo City Council has banned syringe exchange programs in the city. The decision ends a decade-long effort meant to slow the spread of disease amongst intravenous drug users. Supporters of the ban say 20% of syringes given are not returned or properly disposed of. The ban now heads to Pueblo Mayor Heather Graham for approval. You're listening to CPR News.